True. the cat. He's called the cat. He's called the cat. He's called the cat. He's called the cat. Thank you.
Listening to Beats in Space here with the Dub Lab Takeover.
Let's harmonize. Ready? Here we go. Let's sing with him. Come on, bud. Don't be afraid. I know you do it in the shower. Come on.
Ooh, that's why I came out, kid.
Fitting. What? Space Waves. Yeah, that's Beats in Space.
All coming together, man.
See, that's great. Right. Yeah, that's good vibes right there.
Good vibes. We're going to make this a jam band show from now on. Good vibes. Good vibes, man.
Yeah.
You got a miracle ticket by chance? Any chance? Miracle ticket?
No, I'm sorry.
Darn. This is Sara Katz from New York, two of them. And one who's moved out to LA, but all of them have moved out to LA. So now they're all in LA. Sara, Creative Partners. Super, super fresh. If you want to check them, go to sa-ra.net. And this is the Spaceways theme. Of course, in tribute of Mr. Sun Ra and his band of merry freaks. This will be on a 12-inch we're putting out. This is In the Loop Volume 2 on Dublab. Also features Prefew, 73, Daedalus, Nobody, and Build an Ark. And before that, we had Daedalus in fine fashion. That was from his forthcoming Exquisite Corpse album on Mush, and to be released the rest of the world on Ninja Tune. Sun Ra, Night of the Purple Moon from the album of the same name on Saturn Research. Pascal Schaefer with Computing. Dawn is the name of the album, and it's on Karaoke Cock. Our man Tommy Denise, who's in town playing with us tomorrow night, gave me that record. Thanks, Tommy. He's off somewhere drinking a beer right now. Tones on Tail, Lions 12-inch on Beggar's Banquet. Lollipuna, Dublab's own Dintel on the remix that will be released somewhere someday. And All Night Radio, who's also in town, Mega Farmer D, Dave Scher, also cruising around somewhere in the East Village. And that was the All Night Radio 12-inch on Sub Pop. And the Millennium was Begin, and is Prelude, and that's on Columbia. And on the last song we play, the Sara song, will be on a 12-inch with a tune where nobody flips that Millennium beat, and it's crazy. So it'll be fun, man. I'm so excited.
Wait, so when's that going to come out?
January 25th, I think. Okay. I think we're going to...
Sometime in the future.
The concept of the project is very futuristic.
Oh, really?
You actually have to have future helmets, shoes, gloves on to hear it. Otherwise, it's just blank. So some people might think it's a hoax, but you just don't have the right gear. So you might say, you're putting out blank records, man. I'm not paying $99.
You charge you $99?
That's probably the first deterrent is $99 price tag on a 12-inch.
Yeah.
But
I hope it sells.
I hope, man, if we sell three, we're set. Yeah. Totally set. But the cool thing about that project, the In the Loop project, one of the other cats on it, Coral, is here in New York, and he was on the first one, and that was a fun 12-inch, but it's taking the sleeves from Up Our Sleeve, so each side of the 12-inch is a different image from Up Our Sleeve, so it's the only place where you actually get reproduced images from the show. So the next 12-inch will also have two covers from the show on either side.
So it's going to... It'll be actual covers that were on from the show?
Yeah, so the first one was this cat, Jason Micaiah, on one side. On the other side, the Heavyweight crew from Montreal and now Los Angeles, too. And this one will also be from Up Our Sleeve. So one side of the 12-inch is one artist's image from Up Our Sleeve. We've got ideas of different combinations. We're not revealing it yet. Because if we change our mind, you know.
Yeah, you'd hurt some people.
Yeah, actually, it'll probably be like, no one. It'd probably be us. It'd probably be you and I. But we like to think that it, you know, it's more important.
Yeah,
it's good.
All right. Well. So let's plug your thing one more time. You know.
So we're in town. Up Our Sleeve, the Dublab Covers Project. This is our 13th showing of this fine exhibition. Over 500 one-of-a-kind record sleeves from around the world. Our friends, creative friends from around the world, and so come see. Lots of super fresh art and DJ sets from the Dublab Sound System. A lot of the crew in town from Los Angeles. Kootma, you heard earlier. Myself, Frosty Morpho, who's in the room. Mega Farmer D. Take. We've got Derelict. We've got tons of folks. Sacred. Lots of great people in town. Prefew 73. Coral, the Turntable Lab DJ. Shaky Face and more at the Aurora Gallery. That's in Chelsea area, 515 West 29th Street between 10th and 11th Avenue. And it's on the second floor, 6 p.m. till 2 a.m. Free cocktails for the first 2 hours
who's wet?
Someone. Wet. I don't know. Maybe we'll just hose people down as they're... It's water. Free water cocktails for the first 2 hours.
That's good.
People get tipsy.
Well, I hate to plug my thing tomorrow.
Do it. You know, it's next door.
Yeah, it's practically. It is next door.
You know, you could do actually. You're going to be on a boat, the frying pan. So yeah. You could actually cut the was it the mooring? Is that what they call it? Cut whatever the ropes, and then paddle up to our thing, attached to Aurora Gallery, and it'll be like one crazy party.
Yeah, that'd be pretty insane right there.
Insane.
Yeah. Well, so my thing is for this Accelerator New York City issue that they have coming out, and there's going to be a party tomorrow night.
Frying Pan.
At the Frying Pan, which is at, wrote it down.
On the water.
Yeah, it's on the water. It's on Pier, let's see, it's Frying Pan is Pier 63, West 23rd Street, one block north of Chelsea Piers. Starts at 10 o'clock, and DJing in the boat is going to be James Murphy, Roy Dink, Star Eyes, and myself, Tim Sweeney.
That's going to be hot.
And then on the pier is Nicodemus and Mariano doing their turntables on the Hudson.
That's Accelerator, some of our pals. They did the New York issue.
Yeah.
So lots of good eating spots in there, record stores, and a feature on Mr. Tim Sweeney.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe that they would do that, you know? I don't.
That's very fitting.
Yeah, I mean,
Radio Pioneer, Tim Sweeney.
Anyways.
There's, I think there's like an equestrian place right next to the Frying Pan, like indoor equestrian.
Yeah, that's the Chelsea Piers there.
That's pretty far out.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff over there.
That's awesome.
But, so that's all happening tomorrow. It's going to be a big night tomorrow in New York.
Yeah.
And,
and it's going to be, I think, warm and non-rainy, supposedly.
I hope so.
It's going to be hot.
That'll be good because your thing has an outside.
Outside.
And so does
this. And yours does, too. Yeah.
Although we'll be like, in the boat.
Yeah.
So
if it rains. And,
yeah, it's all right. Yeah. Then we can just
drift
sail.
Off and warm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you, sir. It's
thank
awesome.
You.
It's fun
thank
after
you guys
years
for,
and years of emailing and
exactly.
Missing each other by small moments.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, we met for first time in San Diego.
Yeah.
But it's great to have you on the show, and
give me a hug, come on.
It's good to have Dub Lab, on Beats in Space here, and maybe one time when I come out there,
out to
LA,
of course, open invites. We'll bring the we'll get a ride from the cab driver, Sean, Seth, yeah. Sean.
Sean the taxi driver.
Awesome.
1965 Ford Galaxy.
Riding in style.
Yeah.
You could reenact, Brown Bunny. Go out there. We'll have Chloe waiting on the West Coast.
Yeah. All right. Sure. All right. So I guess I'll just start DJing.
Playing some music?
For the last 40 minutes here. And first up, I'm going to play this new Liquid. Well, It's an old Liquid track, but it's the new re-recording of it by the DFA. It's a track called Optimo, and it's coming out sometime soon. Yeah, number two. And it's going to be coming out with the DFA comp number three. That's going to be the first thing. It'll come out. That's in beginning of November.
You have a mix on that?
Yeah, there's
a
mix on there. Yeah, me and Tim Goldsworthy. And
who? Tim Goldsworthy... He is drums. Who is he? He's one of the guys who runs DFA.
Yeah, he's one half of DFA.
Okay.
And he was also the guy who he's an English guy, so he was the one who worked at Mowax and was part of Uncle and did all that stuff. And part of what else did he do? Major Force West.
Wow.
So So,
Mr.
you know,
Big Shot.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, hopefully we're going to be doing, me and Tim are going to be doing some other DJing things together. So that should be cool.
Awesome.
But anyways, Liquid Optimo coming out on DFA. Here we go.
Want to count down?
Five.
Neutron bomb.
Four. Three. Thank you again, Dubba.
Ah, thank you.
Two. One. Here we go.
got evolution brings change, and it shouldn't seem so strange. You can't have the same for too long. Time marches on, waiting for no one in this world filled with strife. Blossoming in new life, contrasting ideas will be passed through your ears. The older you grow, the more knowledge you get to know.
right, you're listening to Beats in Space here with your host, Tim Sweeney, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. Beats in Space is every Thursday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. And on tonight, you heard a special set from the Dub Lab crew. We're in town tonight. This week. But they're playing their show tomorrow night over at the Aurora Gallery. So that was cool to have them in.